brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome to our local music show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. We are going to play some local music and talk to some local musicians and have a good time here tonight on the final Sunday of August. Bob Cupp with you, along with Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions. Hard to believe that we're a week away from Labor Day weekend, Utah.
Yes, and we know what happens on the first Sunday in September, and that is the next Rock Done Right tour stop, Corbry Woodstock.
Yeah, boy, double-digit years for those guys now, and they always have a great show. Full day of food, fun, and fellowship, I think is what they usually say, and it'll be a great sample of some local musicians who will be performing throughout the day, so hope you have picked up your tickets. You can check CorbryWoodstock.com. Usually that's an event that sells out. I haven't officially heard yet if it is officially, but it's got to be getting close because it usually is by this time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you had brought up Don's list, Don Scherer's list that he put out. It was Recon 2 and the Band Jam 1. Well, mine would be Corbry Woodstock number 2 and the Band Jam number 1. So it's that good of an event.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there. Of course, Noble Hops Band is playing, but even if we weren't, I would be there. It's just a great day.
Yeah. I'll be there, too. It'll be a fun time. It always is. And it's just a nice atmosphere. It's just a perfect setting. Beautiful stage area. And they have a well done. They'll get you escorted in and out, and you can just come and enjoy the day. And hopefully the weather will prove to be cooperative.
So. Yeah, they usually have issues the day before the show, I think, with the weather. I've heard some horror stories about that, but yeah, looking for a nice sunny day.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, this is a lot going on, and as we enter our show tonight, this segment brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. And, of course, you know, as we look at that fact that Labor Day is next weekend, and here we are, the final Sunday in August, that means a lot of things are starting to wind down or gearing up, which way, you know, depends which way, but a lot of the summer events are starting to wind down a little bit, and there are some things that are going on in downtown Butler that will be winding down, and we have kind of a little take on that. You've had an opportunity to visit with someone, but there's going to be quite the celebration to wind down the downtown Butler Friday night events.
Yeah, they've been doing, you know, every Friday, with they got the stage going down there again, and they've been kind of doing it with a theme every Friday, Foodie Friday, Bike Night Friday, Car Cruise Friday, whatnot. But they got one more left, and it's this coming Friday. Last day of August, and I think they're going to do everything at once during this one. So you're going to come down and check it all out, and going to have a good time. And I've been down there a handful of times now at the stage, and I took that opportunity to talk to a couple of people I ran into down there, and we can play this live remote here if you want from Clint Kittle of Speed Freak Motorsports, who discusses it the event a little bit.
Yeah, and Speed Freak Motorsports has been helping to sponsor the cruise part of it. Has that been the angle?
Yeah, the bike night of it, end of it, too. And he'll actually discuss that a little bit. And and Speed Freak has an event coming up September 29th also, where they are raising money for the FOP. So
super.
So, you'll hear some more about that coming up, too.
Well, let's listen in to Clint Kittle as Utah visited with him in downtown Butler.
All right, hey, we are here with Grassroots on Remote in downtown Butler, part of the summer concert series, and I am here with one of the organizers here. As you can hear, Shagdog Melonhead getting warmed up in the background here. Clint Kittle with Speed Freak Motorsports, how you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for coming down.
All right, and I know that you are one of the organizers and one of the driving forces of getting music back in downtown Butler. How'd you make that happen?
It was actually a conglomeration from a lot of us, a lot of help internally with Butler Downtown, and a lot of local businesses. This wouldn't be what it is without our sponsors. The bulk of the sponsorships were taken up through myself and Nate Smith from Fast and Fair Auto Care. We got most of our sponsors are very gearhead driven because of the industry that we're in, and we know a lot of the same people. But without those sponsors, it wouldn't happen. Especially like our big sponsors, Deal Automotive Group and Butler Health Systems.
All right, yeah, so you say gearhead driven, like tonight, this is a bike night. You do the bike nights here, and I know there's some car cruises in that as well.
Right, we do the bike nights. The car cruise nights are sponsored by Fast and Fair Auto Care. The having a Jeep night, but we have replaced that with a bonus bike night next week. The bike nights seem to go over very well, and we've been asked to have more, so we're doing that again next week with Cummings Coffee. The band next week will be the Red Lions.
All right, well, good deal. So a bonus bike night, come see the Red Lions every Friday through August, correct?
Every Friday through the end of August. We'll end it with one big Foodie Friday and family night, riding, cruising night. That'll be the last Friday of this month.
All right, great. And we got Shag Dog going right now. Shag Dog Mellonhead, past Grassy Award winners. So make sure you get down to Butler the rest of the summer here. Butler Main Street, Friday nights at 6 p.m. Thanks, Clint.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, great interview there with Clint Kittle, Speed Freak Motorsports. And, of course, Utah, another angle of the support that's been happening with regard to the concerts and the events that are surrounding that. They've always had either a featured food or a featured brew down there as well. And you had the opportunity to speak with one of our local brewers who were involved and who have done a great job in supporting local music in the region lately.
Yeah, absolutely. Recon Brewing, I got to talk with Dave a little bit, and we'll listen to that as well. But, man, they just have acoustic music popping out there all the time. And I love the fact that they're behind local live music.
Yeah, and it's great to see the response of that. The musicians in particular really raving about the people that have been there, the crowd getting into it, and the fact that that Recon is allowing that to happen too.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We love playing out there. So, and in fact, we'll be out there in November, I believe. So.
Okay. Well, let's give a listen. This is Utah visiting with Dave Bestwick from Recon Brewing.
All right. Once again, we are live remote down here in downtown Butler for the summer concert series. And I am here with Dave Bestwick of Recon Brewery. And he is down here serving up some of their special treats. And they are a big part of making the music happen here in downtown Butler. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks. Thanks for asking.
All right. And, I mean, you guys do a lot of music out at Recon. It seems like anytime I look at your schedule, it's just full of local musicians. Noble Hops have played out there a few times and gone out to see many of my favorite artists play there as well. That's really awesome. We appreciate that.
Oh, no, we appreciate it. You know, the community's so good to us. We get a lot of support from all the local folks. It's the least we can do to try to support other local people. So everyone seems to have a good time. It's at least twice a week we have live music, a lot of local scenes coming in, just a really good atmosphere inside the brewery when that's going on.
Well, and I will totally agree with you on the atmosphere. Are you serving a customer up right now? I agree with you so much on the atmosphere. This is so fun to be there. And you said about community, you guys are so active in many other events also. Not just about your brewery. I see you guys around everywhere. And that's a pretty cool thing, too, because it is all about local.
Yeah, we try to be. I mean, whether it be volunteering for the fire service or supporting local community charities. You know, we have a Karma Tap we do every quarter where we donate profit right out of the business, you know, to different charities throughout the community. So we try to do everything we can to give back.
And that Karma Tap with that leather heads on there is one of my favorite beers. But we're coming in your competition, buddy. We got a beer we're entering, and we're going to try and see what we can do there. So, hey, thanks for being a part of everything.
No, thank you. We appreciate your support.
And you for supporting local music. We got Shag Dog going in the background. Grassroots Remote.
So there you go. Your on-the-spot grassroots reporter, Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions, talking with some folks, and just really cool how that whole collaboration came together. And when you think about it, I was impressed when they got this back together that they did it in a relatively short period of time. And I say that with the respect that I'm sure the ideas were there longer than that, but the way it seemed to come together and all of the sponsors who jumped on board to make that event happen on Friday nights in downtown Butler, it just seemed like it was a short period of time. They made a lot of great things happen. That's a pretty cool, and it's just my observance, but I thought that was pretty cool the way that came together.
Yeah, so get out there this Friday and send it out with a bang so that hopefully they'll be back again next year.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm going to be visiting with Sam Stuckey here tonight, and I don't know where you start with Sam because he's going to be visiting with us, but he's got quite a resume of groups that he's been involved in or is involved in. Yeah. Stays pretty busy.
Yeah, and I met him through Donnie Iozzo at his open mic at Rock Ann Haven. That's kind of where I ran into him and was introduced to him, so yeah. Excited to have him on.
Yeah, and I saw Mary Lou Scherter had him down at the our get-togethers on Tuesday night, too. So it was cool to see that. It's fun that that's posted live because you get to see a good sample of what's going on down at Steamworks Creative, of course. But we'll get into some music first. And speaking of open mics, I think this young lady does a few of her own.
Yeah, Samantha Sears. We've been talking with her a little bit here recently. I figured we'd throw a song on of hers and maybe a future discussion topic as well that come out of our discussion. So, but cool. Let's throw on her song, Checkmate.
And we'll spin another young lady. We'll kick off the show here tonight with some of the great female talent that we have in this region, and that is, of course, Amanda Noah, who seems to be popping up in a number of different aspects. I know she did something for the radio stations at our night for the Butler Blue Sox, performed, and I know she was just at Lake Arthur last weekend, too. Just seemed like her name keeps popping up, and I love the song that we have that is called Easy on Yourself that she does. She just... just listen to her voice here. In fact, back to back, Samantha Sears and Amanda Noah together here. Two great vocalists.
Pretty good opening segment.
Yeah. Let's get at it here tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
Back from a trip to the moon, he swaggered in, saying, honey, could you give me some room in? Shot of gin, she said. Sugar, call me some slack, you've been gone so long, he said. Woman, get off my back. And then he wrote this song, singing, if you only knew where I've been, then you wouldn't ever make me go back again. It's a long way down and I'm pretty far gone. Life's a chess game and we're all pawns, yeah. She crawled her way back up from the depths she fell, she told me, you ain't seen nothing till you've been to hell. Oh, if you only knew where I've been, then you wouldn't ever make me go back again. It's a long way down and I'm pretty far gone. Life's a chess game and we're all pawns, yeah. Game and we're all pawns, yeah. Life's a chess game and we're all pawns, yeah. Life's a chess game and we're all pawns. Grab another shot, try to push it all through your body. You never take it easy on yourself. You never take it easy.
know you got a lot of sleep to lose. As you struggle with the points you're trying to prove, like we don't know you. I know that when you find the truth, yeah, then you'll be alright. Then you'll sleep at night again. And I ain't gonna fight with you anymore.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight. This segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, home of the Man Can Special. Drop in and see them, you know, if you're heading into Freeport, if you're coming in particular. Off the expressway, the moment you make the turn, it's staring you in the face on the right side of the road, inviting you in for a Man Can Special. So pop on in and say hello to our longest running sponsor of the show and tell them you appreciate them being a part of our Grassroots Show here on 97.7. We are going to visit with musician Sam Stuckey here tonight. Sam's in the studio. Sam, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great.
This is going to be a pleasure. This will be my second radio spot of all radio spots that I've ever done. So
this is
really exciting to do it by myself for the first time.
Usually, I was going to say, where do we start with Sam Stuckey? We'll start with the musician, I think, at first here. But Sam, you're involved in a whole lot of projects, aren't you?
Yeah. As of recently, the Butler native Dinner Bell Road guys, Sean Moore and Big Daddy, as they call him, they formed this band called Dinner Bell Road, and they just pulled me in recently to play bass with them. And I told them, hey, I'll play bass for you, but I just got myself an upright bass, and I'd love to play upright. And their style is more tailored towards Waylon outlaw country, you know. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, we don't know how this is going to work. And I said, just I'll come for the audition. And I went and auditioned, and they loved me. So now I've been playing with them and playing the grass, the Band Jam Grass Roots Festival.
That was your debut show.
That was my debut show. And I think we did pretty well for a debut show. We were pretty tight, and we're we played the Hard Rock Cafe. We opened up for Alex Williams, who's opened up for Blackberry Smoke and a bunch of other national acts. So that was a lot of fun, and we've got some other shows coming up with them. Beyond that, traditionally I'm a bluegrass guy. I graduated college and with a recording degree, and had to do some playing of guitar and things like that, and I found bluegrass through all that. And nowadays I'm playing with the area's really only true progressive bluegrass group. We play a lot of originals, Well Strung. Mm-hmm. We play a lot around this area. And then I'm also playing with two other groups. One of them is called the Millbillies, and the other one is called Midnight Rooster. And they're both roots oriented as well, but one's more of a swing bluegrass Texas swing style group, and the other one's just a hillbilly trio playing Ray Wiley Hubbard and all of those old sad depressing country songs, you know. So it's definitely an interesting set of things that I've kind of lined myself up with, for sure.
So little Ray Benson asleep at the wheel and
for sure. I mean, all that stuff is great. Cool. It's very different.
Yeah. And so you said you found this in college, but I mean, nobody in the family was a bluegrass fan per se.
No, my father played saxophone in high school and kind of lost it when he went to college. He went to school for graphic design, so that was kind of an odd thing for him, and he kind of dropped the sax after that. And my mother played clarinet, and she also dropped it. And so my family's not really – nobody in my family really does what I do, so I don't know where I got my genes from, really. But I picked it up in college, and it was weird. I had a small band in college, and we were playing a show, and one of the other bands, one of the other college bands that was playing with us was playing more bluegrass-oriented stuff, and we were playing more country.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we could do that. Like, that's easy. That's right along the same lines, you know? And so I got a few more people lined up, and it ended up turning into a 7-piece bluegrass country group that we had and that I was leading. And from there, it just kind of escalated. I started with Old Crow Medicine Show and ended up finding all the more folksy, rootsy country groups that were like them. And then beyond that, you get into more of the progressive bluegrass stuff, the infamous String Dusters, Steep Canyon Rangers, Mr. Martin on the banjo. I mean,
Steve Martin.
Yeah, Steve Martin. That's right. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole world of that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really expanded into something that I don't really think I expected in the first place.
And he's done. I mean, this Steep Canyon Rangers have been kind of a mainstay with Steve.
Oh yeah, I mean, and they really do a lot of stuff together, and it's really unbelievable the stuff that they've changed.
It seems like, you know, that's a facet that really gets into your blood. That style of music. I mean, they do that ice jam every year down at the Days Inn, which is a packed
house. Oh, it's always packed, and that's one of my favorite things to do in the very early of the year. Fortunately, my birthday's like the weekend before that. Usually, it's like a couple days before, so it's always good to do that in January. And then they also have the Meadville Festival, the Oil City Festival, and the Clarion Festival, which is all essentially the same thing, and they're all kind of run by the same people, and you see the same people throughout.
Okay,
and it's just that's like the biggest collection of people in this region. I mean, people come from Ohio, West Virginia, New York. They come from all over. So it's a great thing, the ice jam is, for sure.
Yeah, that's cool. So you went to school for a recording degree. How did you come across playing guitar? Was this something self-taught? I mean, where did this begin?
So it started out as it started in eighth grade, and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do beyond school. And my mom was like, well, why don't you play like football or baseball? And I was like, I just don't really want to be that active, you know, which is funny in hindsight because I'm busier than I think I've ever been. But and she was like, well, why don't you play guitar? And I said, no, I don't want to play guitar. I absolutely don't want to do it. And then a couple months went by and I still didn't know what I was doing. And I was like, well, maybe I'll pick it up, you know, just see what it's all about. So I ended up taking lessons for a while from Ralph Goldinger down in Maine.
Oh, yeah.
And God bless his soul. I think he's passed on now.
Yeah.
But he was just a great teacher, and he tried to teach me the blues and all this stuff. And I went a couple months, and I was kind of sick of learning from him. And so then I left, and for the longest time, I sat in my basement and looked up tunes on the old what was it? Net Zero, when Net Zero dial-up was around. And did that for a long time, and that's kind of where I gained all the subconscious knowledge. Mm-hmm. And then in high school, I took some theory lessons and stuff like that, and then I got to college and thought, you know, this recording stuff is really cool, all the tech and all the inside stuff, and did that. And then when I got in there, they were like, well, you're going to have to play an instrument. I was like, well, it's just going to have to be guitar. So then that's where my actual theory came into play. And from there, I just learned jazz and bluegrass and country and rock and pop, and kind of mixed a whole bunch of different things together through the guys down there. So it's been a really interesting ride. Now I play almost consistently bluegrass and country, mm-hmm. That's kind of where my roots are at.
You brought up Ralph Goldinger. I wonder how many ears, you know, turned toward the radio. And, you know, he taught a lot of people how to play guitar, and was just a super person.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize it until later how important he was to this area as far as teaching people. I mean, there were so many people that remember him, mm-hmm. and it's just he left a legacy down there for sure.
Sure. Well, let's hear a little Sam Stuckey on guitar. You're going to do we're going to do a couple live tunes, but a couple pre-records too, with feature at least one of your other bands. But you're going to do an old mainstay that I think a lot of people are going to recognize here.
Yeah, this tune, this was one of the first bluegrass tunes that I think I ever heard, but I never really learned it until within the last 2 or 3 years. And there's a guy that plays in one of my other bands, and he does it pretty religiously, but he doesn't do it in this key. And it's an old traditional tune. It's a train song of all tunes, and it's called The Wreck of the Old 97, and it's about a guy who just has a lot of bad luck with his work on a train. And so I hope you enjoy this.
All right, let's give it a listen. Live in the studio tonight with us on The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7, it's Sam Stuckey.
Orders in Monroe, Virginia, said Steve, you're way behind time. This is not the 38, this is the old 97. You must put her in the Spencer on time. So he turned and he said to his tired and greasy fireman, shovel in a little more coal. And when we cross that white oak mountain, you will hear old 97 roll. What's a mighty rough road to Danville, a trek on a 3 mile grade. And it was on that grade that he lost his leverage. You would see what a mess he made. He was going down the grade, making 9 miles an hour, when the whistle broke into a scream. And he was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle, scalded to death by the steam. Now all you ladies, please take warning from this time now and learn. Never speak harsh words to your true loving husband. You might leave you and never return. Child named Grace, just outside town in their old home place. Grace didn't know how to live from the cradle. That's when they knew she'd be no angel. Find the name who's wide to steal, earn the name a little hell on wheels. The marriage finally up and away she flew, crossed 500 miles on 64, the farthest anyone walked before. She met a young man by the name of Cale, who also worked for the Union Rail, and he didn't have a dollar to his name, but Grace knew exactly how to play the game. Stole money from a train that was headed west, tucked in her vest, running from the law on the back of their heels, and everybody knew her as hell on wheels. Distant sound of a passing train, Grace's life did end in vain, and her blood soaked down beneath the clay, cause I never could forget the day, cause there once was a child with the name of Grace. She had the cards, but I held the ace. She lived a life without the credo, never once thinking that her choices were fatal. Thank you.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
You're listening to the Rock Station 97.7 and our grassroots show here on a Sunday night in this particular segment, being brought to you by our friends at Bros's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price. Stop by Bros's Superette. You know, Labor Day weekend coming up. I know you're going to be grilling out. Everything you grill out, you need to go up and purchase at Bros's Superette because it's going to be top quality, fresh cut, fresh made. They're always doing something crazy up there, barbecuing or roasting something, and so you never know what you're going to find in the meat case, but, you know, they have snack sticks and ring bologna and all that. So they have the best ring bologna around, let me tell you. So stop on up. Browse around. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
Load your cooler up and head out to Corbury Woodstock.
That's what I said. Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. So, well, and you're going to, you know, need to fill in Friday, Saturday, and Monday, too. So, you know, you might want to take a couple coolers along when you make your purchase up at Bros's. Visiting with Sam Stuckey, and we just heard one of the groups that Sam is involved in, Well Strung, and the song Hell on Wheels. Sam, give us a little background of that.
Yeah, Hell on Wheels is, I believe it's the sixth track on our newest album for Well Strung. It's called Around the Sun Again, and it's the first album that has been created with the new lineup. Well Strung's been around a good long time, a good 15 years. And it's gone through a number of lineup changes, but its longest stint was with the previous lineup. And I came into that group a little late, and it ended up that I played with the older lineup for a while, and then a bunch of guys just dropped out through various different reasons. And the band was in limbo for a good couple months. You know, they didn't know what was going to go on. It was down to two people, basically, and they ended up pulling me in and Stephanie Green, from Meridian, and she plays with a couple different groups, one of them being a wedding band called Harmony Strings, Pure Harmony Strings, and she's just a fantastic fiddle player and really does a good job. And then we ended up pulling in a staple player in the region who plays pretty much every instrument you can imagine, which is hard to believe for bluegrass. I wish he could play all of them at once, but he just can't. Mr. Corey Wood, and he's just just kills it on the mandolin. So it ended up turning back into a five-piece band, and we wanted to go with a more progressive route. So you can hear that in the Hell on Wheels tune that I wrote. It's definitely got more of a jam band, Grateful Dead sort of vibe to it, and that's definitely what the scene is kind of going more towards.
Yeah.
As far as the other groups go, the Millbillies is a trio. That is also with Jeff Scheller, who plays in Well Strung and the Millbillies, and he plays in Midnight Rooster, but I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
He's also a busy man. The Millbillies is more of a hillbilly roots blues sort of group, and it's me and Jeff, and then we ended up pulling in an awesome national harmonica player, Charlie Barath. And he is just a monster. He plays everywhere in Pittsburgh with Angry John Stangry, Freddie Stover. Just every blues player. He's played with Billy Price. I mean, wow. Just big names. And he's just an awesome player and a great guy. I really can't say enough about what Charlie does, you know. Midnight Rooster is a four-piece bluegrass grand band, but it's more oriented towards Texas swing style, with Lyle Lovett and some more complicated arrangements of very difficult bluegrass tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, like I said, four members in that, and it's me and Jeff again. And we pulled a mandolin player from Hermitage, and his name's Tom Carpenter, and he's another staple mandolin player in the area. He's played with a bunch of different bluegrass groups throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a dobro player who is a Country Hall of Famer nominee. Used to play with Charo and did some touring with Zach Brown Band during his acoustic sets and stuff.
Hmm.
And his name's Chet Hogan. He's from Katanning.
Wow.
And he's since retired but still plays with us when we'd have him, you know, and he just, he's a great dobro player. I mean, just top notch, you know.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the last group and the most recent group, Dinner Bell Road, is a five-piece outlaw country. Me, Donnie Bell, who's from South Hills. Big Daddy from up on 356. He owns the distributor up there, right by Sharina's.
Beer World?
Yeah, Beer World.
Beer Nation.
Or Beer Nation. That's what it is.
I knew it had something to do with the, you know, the beer. Country. Most importantly.
Most importantly.
Yeah.
And Sean Moore, who he lives right off there on Route 8.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a drummer from Ohio, and we call him Satch. Because he's a big, tall dude, 6'1". He almost looks like a Sasquatch kind of walking around. But we don't hold him to that. He's an awesome drummer, and he's played with a bunch of different groups in Ohio and the Youngstown area. So just killer groups. And I'm really fortunate to be a part of all of that different music in this area, you know.
So that means if every group practices one night a week, you're playing five nights a week, right?
Oh, yeah, easily. And even then... I'm so booked nowadays that I've had to cancel rehearsals and stuff just because I just can't make it to everything, which kind of bugs me in a deep respect, but
it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is a good problem to have. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
That's cool. So, and it's got to be fun. I mean, you're playing a diverse lineup of music, you know, too.
Oh yeah, and that's the nice thing is I didn't want to ever be strictly oriented to bluegrass always, because as soon as you set your mind on something, as a guitar player, for me personally, you kind of lose other aspects. So the more diverse you can get, and the more people you can play with, the better you're going to be. And I teach lessons and stuff to some kids in the area, and that's what I tell kids all the time. I always teach them the theory, and then say apply this everywhere that you want to, because it's going to be effective somewhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best way to learn, is to just play out and play stuff that's different, you know?
Yeah. How much of the recording background for you, you know, being that was a degree, has that played into some of the work you're doing?
Well, it's actually kind of, it's definitely set back in what I do now, but it has played a role. Wellstrung got asked to do a radio spot with 107.9, the guys over there in Pittsburgh. And we played a good half hour. And we got back, and a week later they called us and said, hey, we'd love for you to do a jingle for our early morning radio spot for our first caller in the morning. And we were like, wow, that's a really odd favor to ask. But we took it, And we all ended up writing some tunes and kind of put a bunch of small recording clips together. And it ended up that one of the ones that I wrote ended up getting chosen. So one night I said, guys, we got to record this. And I had everybody come over to the house. And I had microphones set up in my kitchen, in the laundry room, in the dining room. And I just all over the place. And we sat down and recorded the 30-second thing and sent it over, and they said, man, this is really good. We're really, really happy with this. So a little bit of that. I've done some recording for some very, very underground artists, people who really don't even sell their music too much, just more or less to promote the region and to help with the promotion of bluegrass as a whole, you know.
Yeah.
But as like I said, as far as recording goes, I really haven't done too much. Mm-hmm. I do play a little bit of a role as far as doing the live sound stuff. That's part of my degree as well, being able to run a big mixing board and level stuff out and EQ and compress stuff, you know. And I do play a role in our shows and stuff as far as that goes. But as far as the recording stuff goes, it's kind of sat back. But I still keep my chops up with just small recordings of my own stuff. And you'll hear a recording of one of those today. It was just a quick little take of a song that I had just written. And I just did it with a little one-track Tascam thing and just whipped it in and EQ'd it, and bam, out the door.
There you go. But it's cool. I mean, you know, good lesson for the younger people out in the listening audience. You never know where that world that you get into in post-secondary education is going to lead you.
Oh, yeah, you know? And I have plenty to thank. Originally, I'd gotten into recording through Brian Helsel, who teaches the choirs at the school.
Yeah.
And he was the one who I took some recording classes from, and I realized that I was really good at doing it, you know. And so that's kind of what got me into it. So I have to thank him, all the region people that ever said, hey, I want you to do sound or help me do sound for a band at Millerstown Inn or wherever, you know. All that stuff was so helpful and so essential to what I do now, you know.
That's awesome. So where can people find you, your music, where you're playing?
So just like everybody else, I've got a Facebook. I've got an Instagram. My Facebook, obviously, is my full name. I have a personal account, and then I do have a band account because I just got so busy that I was so cluttered up, and 2,000 people didn't want to see my stuff every day. So yeah. I figured I'd create my own artist page, and whoever wants to follow me can follow me there. So you can follow me on my artist page on Facebook, Instagram. I don't have a website yet only because I am working on a record, and one of the tunes that you guys are going to play today or that I'm going to play is going to be on that record eventually when it comes out. But it's a long way from being done, especially since I'm so busy nowadays.
Yeah.
I also have a SoundCloud account, and I have a YouTube page. So any demos or anything of any songs that I record, they're going to be there. So feel free to go over and type me up, and you'll probably even find some really, really old videos of when Bruce Briner used to do the open mics at like the Applebee's, and to do them at the old Belmont before it moved to Ghost Riders. And there's some videos there from a long time ago. Before I was even in doing bluegrass, I was doing Pink Floyd covers and Tom Petty covers and all the rock stuff. So
cool.
There's a lot of stuff out there.
Good deal. You're going to do, we have a pre-recorded cut here of a song you did kind of is this a take on a lullaby or something?
Yeah. I sat down, well, as most of my songs come out, I was sitting on my tractor at work mowing the fields that we have to mow, and after a solid 20 minutes, your mind goes into that subconscious loop of you just start thinking, and you don't even know what you're actually doing. Your mind just keeps rolling, kind of like the way that you do when you're driving. And I was thinking about the kind of all of the events of late with all of the shootings I think the night before I had watched a Dr. Phil episode where some kid thought he was hot stuff and thought he could get away with all this drinking and boozing and you know how kids can be sometimes and I got to thinking and that tune popped in my head and I was like, that is such an outdated meaning. There's such an outdated meaning for that tune, you know. I mean, that tune was written as a lullaby for kids who need to fall asleep, and the idea is that we're just going to kind of give you whatever you need, you know. If something doesn't work, we'll get you something else. Mm-hmm. And that's just not the way the world operates anymore, I think. At least it's not the way it should operate. People got to work hard for what they want, and especially for kids. You, as parents, you have to provide for what your kids actually need, what they want, and not what they not want. And so it's kind of just a different take on that tune. It's called Hush Little Baby, and it's just more about just pay attention to what your kids are taking in and really be careful about what that is, because you don't want your kids to turn out bad, you know? So
yeah. And you're going to follow that up with another live cut, and this is a song that you actually wrote quite a while ago, is that right?
Yeah. This was one of the first tunes I think I wrote when I started really writing seriously, when I'd gotten into Wellstrung. And unfortunately, it didn't make the cut for any CDs or anything that Wellstrung will ever do, probably. But this is a tune that'll be on my new record whenever I get back to recording it and get it out. And it's about bullying, of all things. And I just remember going through high school, and I remember seeing a lot of kids that got bullied, and I mean, it happens all over the nation. So I can only imagine what my generation's going to be like whenever we get to be 50 and 60. I wonder how that's going to affect how the nation is and mm-hmm. what's going on, you know. So it's kind of a tribute to bullying and just kind of an awareness sort of song.
Awesome. Sam Stuckey, appreciate the visit tonight, man. We've had a lot to talk about, and it's been fun.
Oh, it's been great. I love being in the studio, and this is just a blast. I really do enjoy it.
And best of luck in the future endeavors, too,
Sam. Oh, I hope I see you guys again, like at the Grassroots. I hope I see you guys out and about. And, it'll be good to get some photos snapped and stuff.
Awesome.
Great job, man.
Yeah. Sam Stuckey here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
probably because you broke its rainbow. Spoiled son, come and look and see what you've done. But it don't matter anyway. You won't change no matter what I say. No, you won't ever change. No matter what I do or say. Slightest fall is all it could take. Oh, indulgent daughter, your careless thinking left you no bother. But it won't matter anyway. You won't change no matter what I say. No, you won't ever change. No matter what. Young man outside of school, a thought not spoken straight. At least a tonic from another whose heart is filled with hate. But it's fine, just wash it off like rain. It's all cool, he's just pulling on the chain. young man feels the weight of the chains around his ankles. What was once a lonely lane now has many that jingle and jangle. But he looks down and there's nothing there but pain. He's sinking now with the pulling of the chain, and he's just waiting for the chance to step inside. And it's the moment he can reap the rewards in stride, and the opportunity to break free and leave it all behind. He's just waiting for the satisfaction and the cold chain reaction. Young man displays his feelings to the attention of another, but there is no pardon, no moment of restraint. He's sinking now with the pulling of the chain, and he's waiting for the chance to step inside.
Season at Bros's Superette. Stock up for your summer parties, cookouts, and camp. Pick up your burgers, hot dogs, kielbasa, wings, steaks, or marinated chicken, then grab a couple of side dishes and buns, and you'll be all set for an easy meal. Plus, try their smoked meats, and Bros's is king of the ham loaf in Butler. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, corner of South Main and Rockenstein, where they're high on the hill and right on the price. It's Bros's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
This Tuesday, August 28th, join Sour Mash as part of Jurgle's Bike Nights down in Warrendale. Friday, August 31st, it's Washboard Tony and Son at the Bonnybrook Clubhouse from 9 to 11. And don't forget the Rock Done Right Tour moves into September on Sunday, September 2nd. It's the annual Corbri Woodstock Music Festival in Gibsonia. Get your tickets now at CorbriWoodstock.com. And on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, coming up on September 15th, it's the Ghetto Harley-Davidson Annual Fall Open House. And this is always a great time. And it'll feature live music from the lovely Mary Lou Scherter. Again, that's Saturday, September 15th from 11 a.m. to 3, Ghetto Harley-Davidson. And Three Rivers Harley-Davidson Fall Open House is the following week on the 22nd. And that'll have some live music as well, featuring the Justin Wade Band. That's the Shady Lady Concert Calendar. Get out and support local music.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Appreciate the visit from Sam Stuckey here tonight, and also Dave Bestwick and Clint Kittle joining us as well. Want to thank P&W Construction presenting our final segment of the show here tonight. And boy, there's just so much going on as we start to build up and progress. And something very special I know is happening, at Cooper's Lake Campground, or just did happen at Cooper's Lake Campground, Brewers Fest, and you're doing a little get-together at North Country Brewing's Cannery, a very special opportunity to help out our friend Dave Sloan, Utah.
Yeah, we just played that, and it was a fun night, and they it's kind of a, what they're doing is giving bands an opportunity to donate one of their shows to Rock for Recovery for Dave Sloan, so that's what we did out at the Cannery there, and there'll be more of those coming up. In fact, they have a main event coming up October 6th at Lindora American Legion, so look for details on that. But if you're a band who wants to get in on that, Rock for Recovery on Facebook, check them out, hit them up, and tell them you'll do a show for Dave.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, let's wrap up with a couple of tunes here tonight. And speaking of Rock Done Right, with Corbri Woodstock coming up, our most recent earlier this month was out at the Hotel Beacon, and it featured the group Dempsey.
Yeah, I say we throw on their song Sidelines.
All right, and we'll also do a Zone 8 tune because, you know those Climo brothers, they like to have parties about this time of year, 1st of October, and I know they're going to have an event coming up, so we figured we'd dig out some Zone 8 because they're going to be doing a big rock and roll birthday bash for the Climo brothers on Saturday, October 6th, down at the Good Time Bar and Grill in Millville. So let's dig out Shackled Generations from our friends at Zone 8 here tonight. And we'll do this thing again next Sunday night, all right? It'll be Labor Day weekend.
It'll be Corbri Woodstock.
Yeah, we'll be right in the middle of Corbri Woodstock. So check out CorbriWoodstock.com. Check out The Rock Station 97.7's website to play back any of our episodes on demand here on The Grassroots Show at 977rocks.com. Bob in Utah say goodbye for now, and we'll talk to you again Labor Day weekend.
Took control. I got caught slipping damn near lost my soul. Had to go away, and I did some time. But you was always on my mind. Moments to memories, yeah, memories fade. Time stands still, but yet we remain. If you're not too busy in your life, notice me. Oh, I'm standing on the sideline. If you're not too busy in your life, notice me. I'm standing on the sideline. I know it was meant to be, but I confess, baby girl, the killer is me. From the ashes, oh, here I stand, a new creature, but still a man. Give me one shot, it's all I need, to cover the distance and slow the bleed. But if you don't, it's out of my control. I'll see you on the other side where nothing grows old. If you're not too busy in your life, notice me. Oh, I'm standing on the sideline. If you're not too busy in your life, notice me. I'm standing on the sideline. If you're not too busy in your life, notice me. I'm standing on the sideline. If you're not too busy in your life, notice me. Oh, I'm standing on the sideline. Standing on the sideline. If you're not too busy in your life, notice me. Oh, I'm standing on the sideline.
broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Yep, it's August. Pretty soon it's bye-bye pool. Hello, school. So don't miss the waning days of the Honda Summer Spectacular event. Clearance deals so good on the remaining 2018s that you'll want to pick up a new ride before the new school year starts. WLER, Butler, Cranberry. This is the Rock Station, 97.7.
Seven.